King Sombra hates Kindrequestria. 'Twas kindness that killed the beast. I'm King Sombra, ruler of all Equestria.
I'm not touching you.
The orange-coated mare below my throne mocked. I survived the elements of harmony and woke up in another world so much like my own.
King Sombra, make her stop!
The blue-coated stallion next to the mare whined. I easily conquered this world in a day, locked the elements of harmony in the dungeon, and have made the two Alicorn sisters my playthings.
I'm not touching you.
The mare continued to jeer. I have everything I've ever wanted. I have their throne, I've used Celestian Luna as my toys and my stress relievers, and I've all but cemented my complete control.
King Sombra, please!
I sighed as I buried my muzzle into my hooves, listening to the two nobles prattle on with Celestian Luna sitting at the base of my throne, a color around each of their necks to claim them as my property. There was a reason why this world was so easy to conquer, and it was driving me mad.
I'm not touching—
Shut up! I yelled, causing the two of them to wilt as their ears kissed their manes. These ponies were stronger than their counterparts on my homeworld. They could survive the darkest of hexes and were immune to my carefully crafted spells, which were designed to maim, kill, and control ponies. With that in mind, any pony would think that conquering such a world would be nearly impossible. But despite their strong bodies and immensely strong connections to harmony, every single pony was apparently missing one vital thing. A bucking spine! I literally trotted through a river of tears to the throne, only using a few well-placed insults as my weapons when I had drained myself of magic trying to kill them. My spells still harmed them, but their simple cuts, bruises, and rug burns were nothing compared to the pile of corpses that should have littered my path. Guards, take these two idiots to the dungeon, I ordered, earning a worrying look from Flash Sentry, one of the few stallions that hadn't burst into tears at a slight insult.
Your Majesty, there's, no room in the dungeons.
Then execute them! I demanded, stamping my hoof against the dais my throne rested on as Flash looked at the pair of bickering nobles. Flash looked over at the duo for a moment before he turned back to face me.
What's execute mean again?
I already told you yesterday what it means. Put them in the guillotine I built and chop off their heads.
Oh, you mean the watermelon opener you invented. But they're not fruits,
he pointed out. I silently stared at the stallion as my eye began to twitch erratically. They used my guillotine, the one I made out of dragon scales, to cut fruit. Just as their internal magic was stronger than any pony on my world, their bodies were also much more durable. Their golden armor was more of a decoration than anything practical, and I had to find something more suitable for the guillotine since other metals actually bent against their skin. And they used it, my specially imported dragon scales, to chop fruit. Taking a deep breath, I attempted to rein in my growing anger as I glared at the stallion.
Put their heads in it,
I ordered through clenched teeth.
Okay, why?
Flash asked. I physically felt the world itself go quiet as his question hung in the air. My vision turned red, not out of anger, but because I was starting to bleed from my bucking eye. I barely even noticed it as I tried to make sense of the insanity around me. It felt like I was actually drowning in stupidity. I couldn't even breathe properly as my head began to swim.
I'm not touching you. King Sombra!
Oh, murder them!
I shouted at Flash, pointing a hoof at the ridiculous ponies that were squabbling at the base of my throne.
Eviscerate them! Disembowel them and hang their intestines like wreaths on hearth-swarming! Throw them off the highest cloud and watch them hit the ground! Encase them in concrete and throw them into the deepest lake they can find! I don't care what you do! I want them dead!
I explicitly explained, causing half of the courtroom to faint at my rant.
No, 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 no. Flash, as your king, I order you not to—
Oh, buck me. The one semi-capable guard I had just hit the floor. Celestia and Luna were still conscious, along with my secretary, and the two cowering nobles who had come to me with our annoying argument earlier. Raven cleared her throat, causing my head to snap to her as she held up her clipboard like a shield.
My liege, we can't do that. Nobody has ever been sentenced to—
Oh, Faust, damn it. Could she not even say the word death? It's not even that bad, it's a basic fact of life.
I don't care, Raven, I want them dead. Their bodies decorating my castle walls, and their families dragged here by their manes.
I ordered, as I pressed my muzzle against hers and glared into her eyes. Tears quickly welled in her eyes as she fell into a fetal position and began to wail.
Oh, no, 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 don't cry, don't cry. Sweet unmerciful me, stop crying!
I shouted. Unsurprisingly, the mayor refused to listen to my order, and only cried louder. Crying. Every day, they were crying and complaining.
Every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Every single day.
Maybe we can come back later and—
Oh my Faust, I don't care!
I yelled violently, summoning a blast of arcane energy that struck the stallion with the collective force of a hard shove.
By your cursed fucking teats, why can't you all just shut up for 5 fucking minutes? You all are the most infuriating, absolutely mind-numbing moronic ponies I've ever had to meet. I don't give a buck if she held her hoof close to you. I could care less about what she bucking said, but in my world, stallions wouldn't cry unless they were on their bucking deathbed, you pathetic excuse of a pony. And you.
I suddenly said, pointing an accusatory hoof at the still sniveling secretary.
How dare you waste my time with these insistent and meaningless meetings. This isn't the job of a royal, it's a fucking full sitter's job. I'm not their parents, I'm not their full sitter, I'm their fucking king. I'm all your fucking king.
I roared, turning my attention back to the cowering crowd of ponies.
I'm not here to coddle you and kiss your bucking boo-boos. I'm your leader, your master. I control the entirety of Equestria. I have more important things to do than to listen to your stupid squabbles.
What happened? Why can't I shout at them anymore? Why is it harder to breathe? It's just inside. It feels funny. Far getting close.
Many ponies stared at the limp body of King Sombra, waiting for the tyrant to stand back up until a guard gently nudged the king's head. After a few experimental pokes and a few urges to wake up, the guard turned to the collection of ponies and announced King Sombra's demise.
He's dead.
There was only a moment of silence for the dead stallion before the entire throne room erupted into cheers, with the exception of 2 alicorns sighing as they reclaimed their respective thrones.
Yet another villain dying of stress. Tis a shame that we couldn't play with him longer.
Luna groaned as she sat down.
For a moment, I truly thought that he would actually outlive Discord. I know, Lulu, but at least we were able to take a small vacation. And the sex was alright too.
Celestia consoled.
Oh yes. And you were right, sister. We did need a break from the constant moaning. For once, it was fun being a whiny little mare instead of a mare who listens to others cry. Still, it's sad that there won't be another like him anytime soon, and it'll be much longer until we get another vacation. Oh, cheer up. Guillotine watermelon?
She offered, summoning up the sliced fruit with a simple spell.
Yes, please.
And so Equestria would prosper under the guide of kindness, with the royal sisters as their leaders. Many stories would spawn from the mean king's demise. Some say his heart grew 3 sizes that day, before it promptly exploded in his chest. Others would say that it was his conscience that killed him when his brain stopped working. The story would always end the same, though. And the moral of the story? Keep calm, be nice to others, and don't be a meanie with a crown. I bet you though, once Sombra took over Equestria, he immediately had sex with Celestia and Luna. There's no way that he didn't. Why I brought this topic up, I have no fucking idea. Now let's get off of that topic and let's get on to our kings and queens of donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Nike Kruger, Dalspo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hansel Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael Dale Armore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Swordbirther and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Mad Guy, Easy, Skyuchia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKitsune9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihanek, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, live life to the fullest, and before you record, make sure to blow your nose, because I did not heed to that.